This is Get Lit with Literature, and this is Monk. And there's more at my website, allbook-books.com, and you can subscribe to my Substack page, Musings from Between the Lines. There's no schedule, but tends to be an essay or a poem every week. And there are paid subscriptions, too, if you feel so inclined. As with anything, it takes time and work to produce, so any subscriptions are appreciated. Free ones or the paid ones. This is the week of end of daylight saving time, and it stirs many a mood. So to combat the sometimes depression and feeling closed in that people feel, I look at haiku in the autumn season. I especially find very haiku the combination of beauty and decay that the autumn season presents to us. And in Alan Watts' book, The Way of Zen, he has a chapter on Zen in the arts, and he discusses the four moods that are often conveyed: Sabi, Wabi, Aware, and Yugen. Sabi is, quote, Sabi is, however, loneliness in the sense of Buddhist detachment, of seeing all things as happening, quote, by themselves, end quote, in miraculous spontaneity. With this goes that sense of deep, illimitable quietude which descends with a long fall of snow, swallowing all sounds in layer upon layer of softness. As well, it happens with the leaves, the leafs, as I like to call them, the leafs. And one of the haiku that he highlights is one that I had picked out to highlight. It's Basho, classic poem. He says this one conveys the quiet, thrilling loneliness of Sabi. On a withered branch, a crow is perched in the autumn evening. And I have several translations, so I want to talk about that and read this. Here's a translation by Kenneth Yasuda. On a withered bough, a crow alone is perching, autumn evening now. That one rhymes, the first and third lines. But what's also interesting about that is in studying haiku, in the short form of three lines, almost like the blueprint for a theatrical play, Yasuda highlights the where, what, and when. So the first line is the where, the second line the what, and the third line the when. On a withered bough, where, a crow alone is perching, what, autumn evening now, when. So that's a helpful guideline for shaping your haiku. I don't know if you can do it formulaically, but at least to kind of pay attention to it might help. Another translation by William Higginson, who's well known for the Haiku Handbook. Excellent introduction, and has whole chapters on how to teach haiku to kids. On a barren branch, a raven has perched, autumn dusk. And after reading all those many years ago, I did a translation with a fellow Long Island poet, George Wallace. And it goes like this. Big crow on a black barren branch. Dark so early. With an exclamation point there. Big crow on a black barren branch. Dark so early. And then a while ago too, I had Japanese poet that I know get a translation, so I'll read it so you can get a feel for the Japanese, even though I may not pronounce it exact. This is in English, withered branch, and it's the way it's translated, written in English. I guess that conveys the way language sometimes doesn't have the order of subject, object, verb is. Subject, verb, object is changed in many languages. Withered branch on, crows perched, autumn evening. Kare Adani Karasu no Tomari Keri Aki no Kure. On a withered branch, crow is perching, autumn evening. So, yeah, that you can learn a lot from the translations, because the verb perching or has perched, I tend to avoid the verb to be, the is, was, all that is a very weak verb, especially in haiku. It's kind of useless. So, especially, I would tend to avoid using that verb. If I were, again, translating based on that, on a withered bough, a crow alone perching, or a crow alone perches, has perched, is perching, it's too grammatical for my taste. So that's a bunch of variations on that classic, and some are spooked by it, but it's the mood, it's the big crow, and it's the blackness of the bird along with the barren branch and the darkness early, so it's a very evocative of the evening mood. And I actually had, now that I think of it, I actually had that literal experience on Halloween. I was across the street talking with a neighbor, telling her about a Halloween anecdote. And then just as I was coming back, crossing the street, big black crow flew across and let out a big caw. And this was beauty or interpretation is in the eye of the holder, so somebody commented about the Halloweenness of that, but to me it was a clear message. A friend of mine, no longer in this physical world, was clearly, or at least the crow itself, was clearly reminding me of the nature path, the natural path. And what I mean by that is that, with all the Halloween hoopla, it tends to be disconnected from the actual energies of the natural world, that some of this haiku explains, that feeling of the blackbird on the bare tree as it's getting dark. There's a whole mood there. And I think within that mood, if you just stay with that haiku and ponder that, it's a help for getting into the season rather than, oh my God, it's so dark so early, what do I do? I'm depressed, that kind of thing. So anyway, but the action and the energy of the crow is the aliveness of the crow, and the crow as a symbol of the earth wisdom and connecting the earth and the spiritual levels. So that crow is like the energy of it was just giving me energy, reminding me to stay in tune with that and not get caught up in the holiday trinkets. A few more haiku of the autumn time. This one by Yosa Buson. At that pond, the frog is grown old now among fallen leaves. At that pond, the frog is grown old now among fallen leaves. What I love about this one is that as much as haiku tends to be just in the moment and show the moment, this shows the moment, but it also shows the long term, because it has to be someone who lives at or knows that knows that pond for years and knows that frog specifically to be able to say at the pond the frog is grown old. So, but then the present moment is always the present moment among the fallen leaves. And another favorite, Basho This Road, No One Goes Down It, Autumn Evening. And another, I think my preferred translation that I've read, Along This Road Goes No One, This Autumn Eve. Or I think I'd prefer a combination. Along This Road Goes No One, Autumn Evening. Now I have to imagine, older times where there was much less traffic. And so when autumn came and it was colder and there'd just be less travel down the road in the evening. So that's a reflective one, and that one literally helped me overcome anxiety years ago. Sometimes I would get after I'd go somewhere and it would be evening and I'd get back onto the highway to come home, and it would, after being with people, it just, it felt kind of quiet and lonely, and I'd get on the highway and it just seemed like, you know, who am I in the big picture with all these cars? And I thought of the haiku, along this road goes no one this autumn evening. And it took me out of myself and out of my limited self and kind of depersonalized me. So I just blended in with the traffic, and then the anxiety just went away. So that's one of my all-time favorite haiku for reminding me of that Buddhist sort of non-personal detachment, non-personal consciousness, whatever you call it, that helps to blend in as needed. Along this road goes no one this autumn evening, but there's still the going, and there's still the road, and there's still someone driving and or moving with the road. And another one by Basho, which is translated by Robert Haas, harvest moon walking around the pond all night long. Harvest moon walking around the pond all night long. I like it too because it's almost the way it's phrased in the fragmented way that haiku can be. It's almost as if the person or the moon is walking around the pond. And then just linguistically, the poetically, I like the translation, the emphasis of the strong, I forget my syllable thingies, but like Shakespeare is known for iambic pentameter, the unaccented, accented, da-da, 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 but that's all accented on the last line. Harvest moon walking around the pond all night long. So it has a built-in emphasis without having to have an exclamation point. So that's a little look appropriate for haiku at this time of autumn, close to mid-autumn, which is Wednesday, and the daylight savings time. So an emotional and seasonal shift of time that stirs people in various ways. So I hope you enjoy it and tune in on some level. Try to write some haiku. If you feel like it, send them to me if you want to. Try to tune in and put your mood into the haiku rather than, oh my God, it's so dark so early, I'm depressed. Because I think everybody deals with that at some level. And it helps to stay busy and do something. Cook a meal, read, watch something, write a poem. Thanks for listening and be well.